You're welcome to Glow Music and to this Bethel Encounter message. Bethel Encounter is an afternoon prayer session set by the direction of God. It is targeted at gospel music servants and lovers, that is, singers, instrumentalists, music directors, music pastors, and key stakeholders in the music aspect of kingdom service. As believers, and especially as ministers of God in music, please be encouraged to participate in all these prayer sessions every week according to God's direction. Please stay tuned to this message.
We give God praise for this day. We are here to pray based on God's word today. It's glorious Friday. We thank the Lord for another glorious weekend that he has provided us. Psalm 59 verse 17. Unto thee, O my strength, will I sing, for God is my defense and the God of my mercy. As the month comes to a close, let's not forget the theme of the month, Jesus my defense, or Jesus our defense. And so, as the month comes to a close, shout for end of month service. And as we pray in thanksgiving, I pray that you'll be around to also offer thanks unto the Lord. Now, today we are looking at thanksgiving for divine increase. We are praying on that. James chapter 1 verse 17 says, every good gift and perfect gift is from above, and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. So our Father in heaven gives unto us good gifts, and not just good gifts, but perfect gifts. What he has planned perfectly for our lives, sometimes we may not understand, but it fits into his perfect plan for our lives as we pray his will concerning our lives. And that's why it's very important to keep praying that his will be fulfilled in our lives, so that his perfect gifts would fit into our lives. Now, Psalm 84 verse 10, for a day in thy courts is better than a thousand. I had rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. Spiritual growth is one thing we must thank God for as part of his increase. When we don't increase in our spiritual walk with the Lord and we are stagnant or we progress, that is not right. And so even having the opportunity to grow spiritually through fellowship in his house, fellowship in the ministry, because at the end of the day, it's not just about an empty building or auditorium or meeting place. It's the people, having fellowship with the people in the presence of God. So when God gives us, sometimes people say, oh, what, Pastor, me, God hasn't done anything for me. I don't know. He's done things for other people. But you see, when you reflect, upon God's blessings, and you look at the fact that there are people in parts of the world who don't even have a spiritual family to have fellowship with. There are people who are working in certain parts of the world that probably they are surrounded by Muslims, or probably the believers there have maybe some weird affiliations or beliefs, or do not love the Lord even as much as we do love the Lord, or whoever loves the Lord. So people in such positions, you know, would wish that they had what you had, being able to meet with believers who believe in our Father in heaven, in Jesus the Son, and in the Holy Spirit, who hold dear the faith that we have in Christ Jesus. You must thank God for it, and through fellowship and his presence with believers, you experience spiritual growth, and that is divine increase for which we ought to be thankful. Now, for the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. So in walking with the Lord, we have access to his goodness through his provision of good things. And that is divine increase. 2 Corinthians chapter 9 verse 10. Now he that ministereth seed to the sower both minister bread for your food and multiply your seed sown and increase the fruits of your righteousness. So you see the prayer about Paul asking for increase in the fruits of righteousness. As we mature in the Lord, our fruits of righteousness increase. Where maybe you would have been abrupt and destroyed a situation, this time you are gentle in handling it by wisdom, where you would have not seen God's plan in something and think that, oh, this would amount to nothing. But with maturity, as you mature, you realize that you hear God's voice better, you see further by God's grace. So the maturity in spiritual gifts and in spiritual fruits all are part of divine increase for which we need to thank the Lord. So as we go through these scriptures, you see the things that you must thank God for in relation to divine increase. Ephesians chapter 4 verse 16. From whom the whole body fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, maketh increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. And then coupled also with Colossians chapter 2 verse 19, I would urge you to read those two scriptures, Ephesians 4:16 and Colossians 2:19. Meditate upon them, for because of time, let me look at fruitfulness in relationships also being a part of divine increase. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 3 verse 12, and the Lord make you to increase and abound in love. So here we see an increase in love, one toward another and toward all men, even so as we do toward you. So that talks about bearing with one another in love and an increase in that as part of divine increase we should thank God for. Also material increase. Ecclesiastes chapter 5 verse 19. Every man also to whom God hath given riches and wealth and hath given him the power to eat thereof and to take his portion and to rejoice in his labor, that is a gift of God. So we see here that it's not everybody who makes money and is able to even enjoy. Some get all the money and they land into confusion. Some even chase after the money and lose their salvation. Some get destroyed and or suffer illnesses even though they have money and they cannot enjoy it. You look at the case of Solomon. He became spiritually bankrupt even though he had all the riches. And so if you're able to have riches and also enjoy Jesus Christ, as in keep the faith and also be able to utilize money or use it, the provision for good things that bring glory to God, then that is something that you must thank God for. And number 5, which is the last I'll touch on, ministry growth. 1 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 6 to 9, when we find growth in ministry, not just in quantity but in quality, where you find people maturing in terms of leadership capacity, in terms of relationship with God, where you find people mature and then you find growth in unity, all these things, you see that it is God's provision of divine increase through that channel. So we are praying. Our first prayer, Father, thank you for every good gift from above and the spiritual growth you bring, increasing us in grace We praise you that we walk uprightly and receive your promised blessing in Jesus' name. Lift up your voice and begin to pray this prayer as it's put on your screen. In the name of Jesus. Blessings that increase our relationships, needs, and ministries. Thank you for multiplying the fruits of our labor and helping us abound in love. We praise you for increase in every area of our lives in Jesus' name. That's what you are praying as you look at the scripture on the screen. And in your own words, you pray this prayer, even in relation to the scripture, with the scriptures that have been shared. Lift up your voice in the mighty name of Jesus.
Thank you for abundant blessings. We thank you for increase in our relationship. Thank you for increase in material need. Thank you for increase in ministry. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for multiplying the fruit of our labor and helping us abound in love. In the name of Jesus.
In the mighty name of Jesus, how we pray. 1 Corinthians 15, 3 to 4 says, therefore I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, and that he was buried, and he rose again the third day, according to the scriptures. Why did he do this? For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, who is Christ Jesus, according to John 3:16, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Today, if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus Christ is Lord, that is all you need to have access to eternal life by restoration of relationship back with our Father in heaven, the creator and possessor of the heavens and the earth. So just say this short prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I thank you for this day. Today I surrender my life wholly unto you. I pray that please forgive me of my sins. And Lord, fill me with your Holy Spirit. Granting me the grace to be able to live a life that is pleasing unto you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, have I prayed with thanksgiving. Amen. Let's wrap up with a thanksgiving song unto the Lord.
Thou art worthy, thou art worthy, thou worthy, O Lord, to receive glory, glory and honor, glory and honor. That is worthy,
to receive. In this service, please do not hesitate to contact us via email info@globalmusicministry.com or call or chat with us through 026-000-9090.
God bless you for being part of today's session. Our vision as a ministry is to become a global non-denominational music outreach ministry which propagates the gospel of salvation through music to the unsaved and build up the saved through fellowship and scripturally sound music. Join us every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 12 p.m. to 12:30 p.m. As you learn every week and pray, your life and ministry will experience transformation in the light of God's word. Amen. Global Music. Stand out with God.